Good evening, everyone. It's Thursday, the 22nd of January, and I'm in the kitchen, so I thought I'd just do a quick boo while I'm preparing stuff. We've got pasta for dinner tonight. I'm just going to quickly wipe the worktops down. Pasta bake, that's in the oven at the moment. And then I'm going to, while I'm here, I don't know whether I might make a bit of salad for you. But before I do anything, I've got some lamb to attend to. And I'm going to make a kind of marinade for it and cover it up and put it in the fridge overnight and then cook it tomorrow. And I will then put a stock with it, and then when it's cooked, I'll take the meat out and put the remaining stock into a saucepan with probably a little bit of flour to thicken it, and then make a gravy, which I won't have because I'll have to make my own gravy tomorrow. Now, just wiping down everywhere before I start, as I always do, and I'll wipe it again when I've finished. Okay, that'll do. It's very, very cold. I don't know what the temperature is, but it feels bitterly cold. I've just been to put some rubbish outside, and I nearly had an accident out there because years ago, well, we've still got it on one of them. We had these string nets that you put over the top of your recycling boxes to stop the wind blowing it everywhere, and they tie onto the handles at each end. Only mine had a big hole in it. I think the foxes must have ripped it. It's been on there for years, and it's only fixed on at one end, and it's not usable anymore, but I haven't thrown it away. And then I always keep it towards the wall. But the bin men, in their wisdom, just chuck the boxes back any old how. And actually, I was left with this thing exposed. And I caught my foot in it, and I nearly went flying. So I wasn't too pleased about that. Now I'm making minted lamb, so I'm making it with mint sauce. I think that'll be enough. Some mint jelly and some garlic. Okay, I just had a phone call from Obi on his break. He only just called me a little while ago, actually, but I thought it'd be good having two phones because only one would ring. Mind you, I would probably be recording on the new one anyway, so. But as it happens, they both ring. Mind you, I've only got one in action at the moment because the other one's waiting to be repaired or replaced or whatever. Now, I hope I'm making enough of this. I'm not sure how much to make. I've never done it before, so I'm just going to actually. Which was rather unpleasant, but I did swear profusely, I'm afraid. So I hope not too many of the neighbours were out there. Right. Now, some garlic. I don't actually relish doing this. Not the garlic, the garlic's fine. What I don't relish is the actual covering of the coating of the meat. I will do it because obviously I do touch raw meat, and I don't particularly enjoy it, being a vegetarian and all that. But sometimes needs must and all that jazz. Just peeling a bit of garlic, and I shall grate it into this concoction. A bit of pepper and salt and pepper and stuff. Okay. Then I'll put this in, cover it up and put it in the fridge till tomorrow. And then we'll continue with it. And we'll be having a roast dinner with all the trimmings. Well, Yorkshire pudding, maybe stuffing, I'm not sure. Cauliflower, cheese, broccoli, Brussels, carrots, and probably peas. And I will have a vegetarian option. I'm not sure what I will have. I think I've got these Tesco's meat-free things, which were chestnut and Stilton. Just like a little cake thing, really. I suppose I ought to make something of my own, but I do sometimes. Well, quite often, actually. I'm just peeling this garlic. Okay, that's that one. I wonder if you can get a garlic peeler. Oops, all the clothes nearly flew out my hand then. Okay, nearly done now. Oh, and that one did as well. Nearly done. I'm just putting about half a bulb because I used the rest of it yesterday in the shepherd's pie I made. I made a proper lamb shepherd's pie as opposed to cottage pie with beef, and I also made a corn version for myself, which was very nice. But I'm afraid they're having lamb twice in 1 week, but no one's going to complain, I'm sure. If they do, they won't dare. Believe me, they will not dare. And my last clove now. I might make a bit of salad to go with the pasta. I might just heat up a bit of sweet corn. I don't know yet. Anyway, let's get this garlic into the concoction. Oh, it's not a very sensible bowl. It is, but if I lean on it with the grater, it tips, so we don't want to do that, so I'll have to hold it above it. And just grate this in. Okay, next one. Ooh, let me drop that in then. I have got a garlic crusher, but I prefer it to do it this way because I find it more successful. Actually, it's not really a lot of difference, except this is a bit more time consuming, I suppose. Ruby's at work, Connor's home. I didn't realise what the time was. I was upstairs doing dialysis and Connor came in. I said, how come you're up so early? And he said, it's not early, it's 7:30. I said, what? I thought it was about 6:00. And I'm so behind, I hadn't started the dinner or anything. There's no real rush because he gets in usually by 8:00, and Ronan wasn't wanting his dinner yet anyway. He's going in the bath and he puts a load of candles and tea lights and stuff in there, so he's going to be in there for a while. Well, he had a shower first to wash his hair, and then he went in the bath, finish everything off. And let's just get that skin out of the way. So I knew that he wasn't going to be clamouring even for his dinner just yet. One more little kind of like half a one. I don't know how that got to be like that. Whoa! Here it is. Flew out of my hand into the worktop. Okay, I'll do. I'm just going to give this a stir. Into it properly. Pick up all these bits of skin to put them in our food waste. That could have been a nasty accident if I tripped over out there. Because I didn't have a foam on me. It's all concrete. Shock. I'll have to go out there with a pair of scissors or probably a big knife and cut that off and throw it away. It's not serving any purpose, so it's a bit pointless. Pepper. Okay. Right. Now is the bit I don't like. Tray ready. The lamb. I'm using four. They're all going to fit in this tray. If not, I'll have to use another one. Four boneless leg steaks. I hope I've made enough. Quite big. Four should fit on here. Yeah, it should do. Oh, yuck, I don't even like touching it. The lamb is hanging hopefully by my feet. He's not going to be getting anywhere, obviously. The argument is it's between three of them, so who's going to have the last one? I suppose I'd have to divide it up into three when the time comes. That's the next one. They're easy to open packets, thankfully. You just pull the plastic lid off. Okay. They've got nice pieces of meat, there's not a lot of fat on them. Okay, there's one more to fit in here. Now it's just a case, really. Spooning it over and kind of rubbing it in. Covering up with foil and putting it in the bottom of the fridge. Just going to wash up the meat trays before they dry up, because otherwise the foxes will not let them rest and they'll get them out of the containers and they will have a field day, believe me. A hindrance in the kitchen is not good. Okay, now let's do this. Oh, yuck. Let me get my tin foil ready. Sorry about the noise, folks. I'm going to get it ready so I don't have to wash my hands again before I touch the drawers and stuff. Okay, let's basically put this on some of it onto each one. I'm going to rub it in. Yuck, I don't really like having to do this. It's not nice. It's not nice for a vegetarian, believe me. Okay. This one. Oh, I've got to try and rub it in a bit now. out I've got enough. Hope it's going to be enough because I'm not making any more. Okay. What's this last one to do? I'm just going to pull that last bit over the top. My hands anyway. Okay. Yuck. Exciting with them. I've got two containers that I'm going to buy. Clear away my mess, which wasn't much. Where's the grater? Okay. Where's the grater? There it is. Find out the way too, Foofy. Foofy. Some of the mint from my garden if it's dry this time of year, but it's not. Not much is out there at the moment. I tend to put it on top of the Tassimo and I wanted a wipe underneath the Tassimo. Okay, what's next? I'm just going to sweet as the tin stuff. Also, I'm not a bit tempted. So it lasts a lot longer, goes further. I gosh, I'll make salad. No. I can't be bothered. To be quite honest, I can't be bothered. So you can come with me while I take some rubbish out to the bin. More recycling. I've only just been out here once. Sorry, that probably makes a horrible noise as well. I've got a couple of things upstairs as well, actually. A couple of things for my dialysis equipment. An empty drum that houses wipes, alcohol wipes, and a surgical scrub thing that I have to wash my hands with every time. Oh, it's really cold. Very, 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 very cold. What's that? A couple of bits in the cardboard. It's very, very cold out here. Oh, really is the kind of cold that gets into your bones. Oh, okay then, folks. I think I'll leave it there for now, and I'll speak to you all soon. On your room, Link. Okay. Go on then, Chinky. Quick. Feed that lot in a minute as well. That's my next task. And I will love you and leave you and speak to you all soon. No doubt.